With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas telling lawmakers in Brussels early Wednesday the EU must back Ukraine against Russia for as long as it takes and bring Kyiv back into the European fold as soon as possible.
Victory of Ukraine is a priority for us all. The situation on the battlefield is very difficult. And that is why we must keep on working every day, today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes, and with as much military, financial, and humanitarian aid as needed. This must be underpinned by a clear path for Ukraine to join the European Union.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump keeping very busy, barely 1 week after the election, making his choice now for Secretary of Defense. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with that story.
Pete Hegseth is Mr. Trump's selection for Secretary of Defense. Hegseth is a co-host of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Weekend and has been a contributor with the network since 2014, where he developed a friendship with Trump, who made regular appearances on the show. Hegseth lacks senior military or national security experience. If confirmed by the Senate, he would inherit the top job during a series of global crises, ranging from Russia's war in Ukraine and the ongoing attacks in the Middle East by Iranian proxies and escalating worries about the growing alliance between Russia and North Korea. Trump has also chosen William McGinley as White House counsel and former Congressman John Ratliff as CIA director. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In Louisville, Kentucky, the investigation continues into a major explosion. At least 11 employees of a business that produces natural color for food and drinks have been hospitalized, two of them reportedly in critical condition after that blast. For quite a while, nearby residents were forced to evacuate. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas wars beginning in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A gay in a manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threaten to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups all across America hoping that President-elect Donald Trump will make good on campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads said, "Kamala is for they and them. President Trump is for you." This is SRN News. After shelving it as being way too costly for motorists, now New York Governor Kathy Hochul apparently have a change of heart, reportedly considering reviving the congestion pricing plan. More on the story from correspondent Rich Thomason.
It would charge drivers a toll to enter parts of Manhattan. According to a couple of anonymous sources, Hochul wants to implement the scheme before President-elect Trump can get into office and block it. Hochul and her staff are said to be reaching out to state lawmakers to gauge what, if any, support there might be for resuscitating the plan, which was abandoned over the summer. Rich Thomason reporting.
All U.S. airlines are being prohibited now from flying into Haiti for the next 30 days. That's the word from the FAA, and comes after at least two American planes were fired at by gangs on the ground. More details at SRNnews.com.